Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70.
And we've got our next guest here. Hello.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing? Nice to meet
you. Pleasure to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you, too. Go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience.
Sure thing. So I'm Marcus Jimenez, the CEO and founder of Briefly, where we make business reporting easy.
Oh. Tell us a little bit about that and how
sure
that works.
Thing. So Briefly was we've been in development for about 12 to 14 months. We had an enterprise sort of beta that we had rolled out a couple years ago. Took the best parts of it to create a self-serve platform. And we actually soft launched it this week, going into beta and starting into trials. This week here at Collide, we were profiled as an alpha startup out of Colorado. And then we also did a simultaneous launch at an endemic sort of space in the MarTech vertical up in New York on the same day. So, but basically, users can, it's really a product, an enterprise level type product that the market research, that was primarily built for the market research industry. We see that there's broader application of it. But essentially, researchers and corporate researchers, they can go to this site, they go to briefly.com, they can create an account, and allows them to be able to take and crystallize multi-structured data into business briefs. Okay. So right now, if you think of the problem that a lot of organizations has, is that they're drowning in data. They're drowning in it. And there's no way to help socialize the insights or the stories inside that data. Okay. So what we do is we make it easy and simple for them to be able to take videos from perhaps on YouTube, you know, PowerPoint docs or, you know, spreadsheets and other types of charting APIs and integrate all of that into a single interface, end-to-end encrypted, so they can share it with their teams or clients and helps them to socialize the information locked in their data.
Okay. So this is for, like, non-standard data. This is, this allows you to...
Unstructured.
To bring together stuff like a YouTube video.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah. It's a little unique in that what we found was, you know, by trade, I've been working in the market research industry and advertising and marketing space for about 20 years. And for half that career I spent doing as a creative strategist, where I had to deal with a lot of that research and data. Clients were coming to us, a lot of Fortune 5, saying, hey, help me articulate this, make it consumable, make it approachable, digestible for teams.
Okay.
Because they're not reading the 400-page deck that the research company is giving.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's going to read that? And a millennial, Gen Zer, good luck. So we basically make it easy to take what we saw was, well, a lot of these organizations are getting all this data in. The problem is that there's a great solutions out there, like the Domos of the world, Tableaus of the world, that do great work with structured data.
Right.
A spreadsheet, everything is comma delineated, and they can upload it, and you can work with it.
Sales database, that kind of
thing. Exactly. Yeah. Salesforce. I mean, and that's a massive area of the market. What's growing, what we saw on the horizon years ago, was there's all of this, in you know, if you think of all of the unstructured data, all of the qualitative type stuff, right? So videos from, like, video research or video diaries or online diaries with pictures and images as part of the research process. You know, interviews that's text-based format or spreadsheets that have charting in it that you need to be able to tell a story. Well, right now, the way that researchers have to deal with that data is they create these long 400-page PowerPoint decks. They drop it into an email with a link to another video. So the end user has got to compile the whole story, jumping in and out of a variety of different platforms. What Briefly does is it brings it all together in one.
Okay.
And it's end-to-end encrypted so that it's private and it's essentially cloud-based, so you have you know, incredible controls of being able to access, you know, who you want to grant access to those briefs. So it makes it a lot simpler, the reporting process, and that's the focus, to automate that area of the process, but focusing primarily on unstructured or multi-structured type data. So unique space, we saw it on the horizon.
Yeah, because obviously there's a lot of information in there that just can't be brought into basically any of the other reporting systems that I've ever, even at Collision, we've interviewed all kinds of, we bring data in and make it digestible, but never, it's always like, we bring in, you know, your sales database, your POS database, and your contacts, and we scan all the emails, and And that's great. That's there's a lot of information in there too. But it's always missing this kind of unpredictable
stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just stuff that might be out there. And not for nothing, it's some of it just looks horrific. Like, I'm a designer by trade, so it's got to look, it has to look nice.
Right.
Has to look elegant. So we provide an elegant interface that it comes down to. And it's very intuitive. So you as an end reader, right, you want a fluid experience,
sure.
Right? So we know that users love swiping. So we created a system, you know, our interface allows you to just swipe left and right to visit the brief that you want. And within 1 to 2 taps, you're accessing the story in a story-based format of the data and the content that you want. So we transform really that business reporting process into, you know, we transform that data into actionable content. Because at the end of the day, people want a short, bite-sized version. They want to know what they need to know so that they can go on with their day, right, and driving business forward. And that's what we try to do. The design piece is just a personal piece because we're trying to bring that swag to enterprise.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're trying to do.
This is like a monster undertaking. How far along in this process are you guys?
So beta's out. It's actually live today. If you want to visit the marketing front end site, if you want to learn more about Briefly, is at briefly.io. But the site itself, there are links there that if you want to create an account, you can visit briefly.com. And you could sign up today. You get your first 2 users are free that you want to be able to share your briefs with.
Oh, nice.
So the beta's out, still a little rough. It's soft launch, but even though we're live here, we did want to, you know, roll that out. We'll be finessing and refreshing the database over the coming week, and you'll start seeing a lot more on AdWords and Facebook. We self-funded all the way through.
Ooh.
So we literally have been at, we've been at this for a minute, man. Like, you know, we've been chipping away at it, and we think we got the right nugget this time, you know, this go around.
So you mentioned earlier that you had an enterprise product.
Yeah.
And you
broke
it down
to
what you have now.
Yep.
So is this a like a startup division within a larger organization? Does that other product not exist anymore? Are they separate pieces?
So
how does that all work together?
So some of the context, right? Cause some of the people that if they look me up, they look up Marcus Demetis, you'll find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter, everywhere. You'll see that there's Sticky Docs is really of that as like the holding company.
Okay.
So it was really a custom solutions group that I had created.
Okay.
It was interesting, actually. I just saw the client that actually helped us launch, Frank Cooper, was just on the stage a second ago. So
nice.
I'm trying to find him in here. So, Frank, if you're listening to this, you know, hit me up. So we actually launched back in 2012, doing a lot of custom solves work, a lot of work working with a lot of Fortune 5s, the PepsiCos of the world. And if you look up on Digiday, you'll see a custom solution work that we did for PepsiCo many years ago. And that garnered us a lot of research. Think of that as like the research side of it, where we built this custom solve, built up the knowledge base, the insights, figuring out the process, what we needed to fix within the enterprise.
Sure.
Took that, built that into an enterprise-type product called Push. We actually released that about 2 years ago. And that was primarily built to talk and engage with enterprises, to really just fine-tune and figure out the product, right? Really harness in on what are the pain points, what do we have to build in as features, et cetera, et cetera. But the sales cycle on the enterprise side is a good learning lesson for a lot of founders. That enterprise sales cycle is 20 to 26 months. So we had like 3 deals that were on the table with these large enterprises, and they fell through just because of time.
Right.
You know what I mean? We had a deal on the table trying to work with somebody. Somebody transitioned out. They had a reorg at the enterprise, and then you're done. Your deal's done, right? Because you got to start all over again. So we had tremendous fanfare, right, from the customer side with tremendous input, but we couldn't get the metrics, we couldn't get that traction on a user base. And so what we did was we took the team and internalized, because we self-funded, we were like, look, why don't we approach that problem differently, and let's take the core of the product out and make it a full self-serve component, and then spin that up as a separate brand and launch that out. And that's how we arrived at Briefly today, which takes the best parts of what's available on the enterprise. So a lot of those features and enhancements that we wanted to build into that, we took and spun it up under Briefly, and now it's fully self-serve. So the human overlap is a little sort of removed and makes it a little bit easier for everybody.
Okay, so we soft launched.
So it's like a startup environment inside
a company that's been around for a little while.
Awesome.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's great. So we soft launched. We're testing everything out, feeling what we need to improve on and what we don't need to improve on.
Yep.
What are your plans for Collision, though?
So we've actually, so my team was down here. We were exhibiting on day one. So we were, as an alpha startup, we were able to exhibit, which was fantastic.
Right.
We made a lot of good connects with a lot of the, really what we're looking for is the connections with potential partners and suppliers or vendors that can allow us to be able to, because we're going to have to look at scaling up, right, on the code side.
Sure.
And looking at infrastructure and UI development on the front end. So meeting some great potential partners. Also competitive, see who else is launching out here on the floor. So we've been out there perusing. Mm-hmm. And then primarily from an outreach and networking standpoint is looking to link up with a lot of angels and VCs that we know that we're going to be talking to in the coming months as we build up traction. What we're looking at is the chicken and the egg problem, right? So we knew that when we launched the enterprise product, they were like, yo, this is phenomenal. You have, you know, you guys have been on your own for a while. We built a business and I've got a business mm-hmm. without the funding. The difference was we didn't have the metrics. Now we know that we need those metrics. So what we're doing is going and entering into trials and starting the networking side of meeting with some potential angels and the VCs and starting to put together who is going to be that outreach group that we're going to want to hit up when that moment comes, right, in the next couple of months. We're hoping to be able to get back out with those metrics in line for the initial early round stages, right around towards the end of summer, so the end of Q3 entering into
okay.
Q4.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha. Interesting. So, I know how we got from A to B. How did we get to A? What?
Oh, the idea.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you decide this was the thing for you?
So 20 years advertising and marketing. I was a creative director by trade. I grew really frustrated for a number of years because I kept having a lot of clients ask me, no one's reading this. And I was fixing. They would hire me. I was the guy that you hired out of New York when you needed to fix a bad campaign after you launched it.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
So big brand X decides to launch a, and I did a lot of work in the African American, Hispanic space, multicultural space. And so they would always launch something and it was a bad uh-huh. idea. Oh sure. man, bad PR moment. We need to fix that. So then they would have to double down. And I was the guy that was, I was the fixer that uh-huh. came in and fixed a lot of those okay. campaigns. Right.
The panic so I grew cleanup.
Yeah, man. It was crazy. Yeah, and it's crazy how much money they have to fix it instead uh-huh. of doing it right the first time. Right. And what I realized was they needed to have better insights further upstream in that process to actually cook up the idea. And so that meant they weren't sharing insights correctly.
Okay.
They weren't socializing, right? So in other words, they had a couple of people at the table, and when they made the choice, they didn't have the right information informing that decision.
Right.
So that meant socializing that data so that everyone was on the same page. And that's when I had launched Sticky Docs originally, which was to solve that on a custom solve side. So data visualization,
right.
content, that kind of thing, better reporting. And then it wasn't until around 2015 when cloud really started to rise and become affordable, easier to execute against, right? Amazon released AWS, that we saw, all right, now we have the ability to really look at a solution that's fully cloud-based that also makes things more agile. And that's what Briefly did. Briefly allows you to be able to build your reports. You can share them on your own native apps, both on desktop as well as mobile, Droid as well as iOS. And then if you want, you can also promote it on collaboration tools like Slack,
okay.
you know, Microsoft Teams, et cetera. So it's agile, you know, in nature, in its native environment. So.
Gotcha. Very nice. I
hope that answers your question, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely it did. I'm looking forward to seeing this thing in action.
Yeah. Yeah. So are we, man.
Definitely sounds like a big project to have taken on.
Yeah, we're self-funded, so one owner is me. I got to credit my wife for giving me the, you know, there were days where you're looking in that abyss and you're thinking maybe you're not on the right idea, and I've had tremendous support. I got an incredible team, you know, behind the entire idea, so I look at it as I work for them. And so, you know, being a founder, I really took that accountability of making sure that we built the right team to be able to get us there. So
it's all about the team.
It is, man. It is. Without them, teamwork makes the dream work, man. So anyway,
absolutely.
It does.
I like it.
Well, if people want to find out more about your platform and follow your journey, how can they do that?
Sure thing. So if you could visit briefly.io, that'll inform you everything you need to know on Briefly. Briefly.com, if you'd like to set up an account, and you could find me on Twitter at Marcus Jimenez. As well as also at the Briefly app.
Fantastic.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, man.
Hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
You got it, man. So are we. Hoping for it.
All right. Thanks.